The next patient is Ayoda Lachman. The last name is L-A-C-H-M-A-N. First name A-J-O-D-Y-A. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old male that has a kidney transplant that was done in August the 12th, 2021. The patient had an episode of rejection that was treated at the Mayo Clinic period. The patient comes for a follow-up today. He has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf 1.5 milligrams POVID and prednisone 7.5 milligrams daily, as well as CELT 500 milligrams POVID. Laboratory workup that is from February the 20th, 2024, we have a creatinine of 0.83, a BUN of 11, estimated EFR of 101 mLs per minute, sodium, potassium chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. The patient has a urinalysis in which there is no evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. Fasting blood sugar was 112. The albumin creatinine ratio in the urine is less than 8. The BK virus is more than 340,000 in urine. We are going to order the PCR in blood. Period. I did talk to Amy, which is one of the coordinators at the Mayo Clinic, and I let them know of the levels, and we are going to get the test as soon as possible. The tacrolimus level, 7.6. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C7.4%. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 133 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is with a normal range. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of H2 blocker. Following number, obesity. The BMI continues to be elevated at 35. The patient lost the patient gained 3 pounds of body weight. Following number, the patient has been complaining of occasional pain in the right lower quadrant where the transplant is. The physical examination fails to show any tenderness, fluctuation, herniation. In talking to the patient, there is evidence of constipation. We're going to recommend stool softeners on regular basis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 14-minute review in the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.